that was SOS. Oh, I got to. This one, that's SOS, or not SOS, but Morse code, meaning it's time for the almanac.
Oh.
Okay. And then later on, we'll do SOS when we get into trouble.
When we need help.
When we need a fact check. Today is Tuesday, January 9th, 356 days of the year. Do I need to say it's the ninth day of the year? Is that redundant? Is that obvious?
A little bit.
Leave it to a Frenchman to complete the first successful balloon flight in the United States. Jean-Pierre Blanchard. Sounds like somebody played for the Montreal Canadiens,
right.
Doesn't it?
Was he a winger?
Yeah. He was a power forward is what he was. Yeah. He was an enforcer. You know, don't get in his way. But the first successful balloon flight. And I'm assuming it just wasn't like a party balloon. It was actually, he was in a gondola.
Yeah.
I like to say gondola.
I like that.
I used to say gondola, but now I say gondola. It's much more fun.
Right.
And I'm assuming that's what happened. And he got airborne and traveled. I don't know how long. I'd have to do more research how long of an actual flight it was.
I am always afraid if I get into one of those, they won't ever be able to get us down.
I've never done I know my wife could never do it. She does have a problem with height, so I'd have to do it solo or somebody else. I've never done the balloon.
Well, I haven't either. I would do it.
The balloon deal, the hot air balloon. 1894, you know, we talked about American Telephone and Telegraph yesterday, AT&T. 1894, the New England Telephone and Telegraph Company. It was a big day in telecommunications.
Evidently.
As they installed the first battery-operated switchboard in Lexington, Massachusetts. I'm assuming
it wasn't just one 9-volt.
No, they didn't have to do the old crank. You know, before you had to crank, to get a charge to send a little voltage down the line. Now it was battery-operated, 1894. 1902, New York State introduced a bill to outlaw flirting in public.
Boy.
Zsa Zsa and Ava Gabor would have been in trouble.
They would have been guilty.
They would have been in trouble. And what some of these other clowns have been doing, that's not flirting.
No.
What Ava and Zsa Zsa did, I guess you call that flirting, darling. But it never passed.
Oh,
I prefer to do my flirting behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Just like Charlie Rich. 1902. 1951, the United Nations headquarters officially opened in New York City, where it's at right now, the tall building and the little building at its base.
Right.
That opened on this date in 51. In 1972.
The Queen Elizabeth had a checkered career. Built as a luxury liner for the Atlantic run, almost at once she went into service as a troop ship. In wartime, Hitler's navy couldn't sink her. But it was in the peaceful waters of Hong Kong Harbor that she found her resting place. A tragic end to a fine lady.
Yeah, the fine lady known as the Queen Elizabeth burned on this date. Fire, destroyed by fire. Not the QE2, this was the QE1. Hong Kong Harbor. And they never did find out what the cause of that fire was.
Hong Kong Phooey.
It was quite a spectacle. It was Hong Kong Phooey. In his little car coming out of the dumpster. 1984, we heard this for the first time, and we were all better people for it.
Hey! I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better.
Clara Peller made her debut on TV this date. The first time, where's the beef campaign? It became a saying in pop culture.
It sure did.
And that's 2 days in a row that we had a where's the beef Clara Peller reference.
Right.
So we're doing quite well.
Yeah, you never have enough. I think that's probably good for a few days now.
Or yeah, we're going to the well one too many times.
Yeah.
But you can never go to the well too many times when it comes to that. Where's the beef never gets old to that little old lady, Clara Peller. That's what they should have put on the little disc that they sent on Voyager to go meet the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what should be on there. That was in 84. 1996, remember the fashion critic Mr. Blackwell?
Oh, sure.
He puts out his list of worst-dressed women.
Yes.
It was kind of historic on this date in 96 because Howard Stern, a man, was his worst-dressed woman because he had dressed as Miss America on the front of his book, or he dressed in drag, and the title of his book was Miss America. This is what he said. I always love Mr. Blackwell's descriptions. Let's face it. Howard's Miss America drag looks like Godzilla impersonating Gypsy Rose Lee. He also said this about Whoopi Goldberg, who was on the list. Most comedians do comedy routines. Whoopi wears them. And Camilla Parker Bowles, a little bit of a royal. Of course, she was the mistress of Prince Charles. queen of fashion frump, the biggest bomb to hit Britain since the Blitz.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yep.
Mr. Blackwell. 2007 this date.
And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
Boy, the people who love their flip phones, days were numbered for flip phones.
Yeah, it's
although
a shame.
I still think you can get some out there, some nostalgia. But the iPhone touchscreen, that whole thing, mm-hmm. came out on this date, introduced by the late Steve Jobs.
Pretty
of
impressive.
Apple. To the, you have an Apple iPhone right now?
No, I've got a Samsung Android.
Oh, you? Oh, didn't you have an iPhone at one point in time? We've always had Samsung since you got rid of that one from...
I haven't had an iPhone.
You've never had an iPhone. Okay.
An iPhone.
2016, the Rolling Stone magazine published an interview between actors. This is when Sean Penn and drug kingpin El Chapo.
Oh, yeah.
This had taken place, you know, before he had actually escaped, I guess, and then was recaptured. But that was 2 years ago. And then on this date, also 2 years ago.
The Playboy Mansion is up for sale, but there's a catch. The iconic Holby Hills home hit the market on Monday for a whopping $200 million.
Whoa.
The five-acre property in West Los Angeles features 29 rooms, a home theater, a library, a game room, a Prohibition-era wine cellar, a tennis court.
And a lot of robes.
Yes.
A lot of robes.
And if you buy it, Hugh came with it.
Right. Hugh had to stay there, and of course he since passed away in 2017. Right. The guy who actually bought it was the guy who now owns Hostess Snack Cakes.
You're kidding.
Yeah, the guy in charge of the Twinkie the Kid, and Fruit Pie the Magician, and Ho-Ho and Ding Dong. He is now the current owner of the Playboy Mansion.
Looks like a great place to have a party.
It would be. It's designed to have parties there.
What if he's having a Super Bowl party?
I would think so. He has to say big game, though.
Oh, yeah, that's
if
right.
If he's doing any commercial publicity for it, he has to say big game.
Big game party.
Let's move on to the birthdays now.
The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down.
Speaking of attending parties, I want to go to a party that Joan Baez puts on. I could see her getting just rowdy. Dancing on the tables. Joan Baez, the night they drove old Dixie down. She's 77 today. More music, this time more rock-oriented with the guitar. Jimmy Page, he could play the guitar like ringing a bell. It's one of those guys that can make the guitar talk.
For sure.
He's got to be in the discussion of top guitarists of all time.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Certainly, yeah. Certainly in everybody's top five with Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, 74. And then there's this guy. I don't know if he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You used to dress like the New York Dolls, didn't you, back in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
You went through your gender bender stage.
It was a short phase.
This is David Johansen, who was the lead singer of the New York Dolls, kind of a glam group. They dressed as ladies. And then he was Buster Poindexter in the 80s and had that hit, infectious hit, with a Latin beat, much like the Bob Morning Show.
Sure.
Hot, hot, hot. 68 for David Johansen.
Now you're talking.
Oh, she was lovely. Still is.
Yes, I did introduce her. I know you wanted to know.
Yeah. The long hair, Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn's younger sister.
She's only about 5 foot tall, though.
But this video does not. It's only past her buttocks.
Oh, that's short.
It's short of her knees this time around, so she did get a trim. You know, just think of the money she could have made. She didn't need it, but she could cut off only half of her hair, sell it to a wig maker, make a few thou.
Sure.
And then a year later, she could make another thou after that. You wouldn't have to work. Just grow hair.
Yeah.
That would be your professional job. What do you? I grow hair.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Gayle, I mentioned that we would mention Crystal Gayle, and we did. 67 today. How about Peter Parker's boss?
If we can get a picture of Julia Roberts in a thong, we can certainly get a picture of this weirdo. Put an ad on the front page. Cash money for a picture of Spider-Man. He doesn't want to be famous. And I'll make him infamous.
This guy has really become famous. He was somewhat unknown when he played Jonah Jameson.
Yes.
Peter Parker's, what was the name of his, of that the, paper? Because it was the Daily Planet. In Superman. What was the, that's a fact check. I need to know it.
I'll work
the Spider-Man, Peter Parker. I'll know it as soon as I hear it. Yeah. The Bugles, at the Daily Bugle?
Might be. No, yeah, that might be it.
So J.K. Simmons, he's everywhere now. Of course, he does insurance commercials as well. J.K. Simmons, 63. Do you remember this hip-hop song? I know that you do, because you used to spend some time at the Roxbury.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
You got to move your head to the left, like Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan. The guy who gave us this song, his name is Hathaway. That's Hathaway.
Sure.
He is 53 today. Happy birthday on our birthday list. Dave Matthews, a pretty good singer. He had the distinctive sound song, you know. All of a sudden, he comes out and is a big hit. Then a bunch of other guys follow that have similar voices. It's funny how that happens. Talking about Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band is 51. Backtrack a little bit to Muggsy Bogues. He was only 5'3", playing in the NBA. That's going against the odds, Neil Freeman.
It is.
5'3". Shortest was player in NBA history.
Was he the one out of... Who was the guy?
Well,
no,
there was
that
Spud
was Monty
Webb.
Monty Tau that played at North Carolina State
back
in the 70s. He was little, too.
Yeah, and Spud Webb was little, but Muggsy Bogues was even littler.
Littler, yeah.
He is 53.
I don't think Muggsy could dunk like Spud Webb could. Could he?
He did. I think there's video of him dunking.
Wow.
Maybe. I know Spud Webb did.
Okay.
But you'll have to look that up.
I can't.
Steve Harwell is 51. Yeah, we're putting a lot on your plate.
I know.
Steve Harwell, 51.
You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Smash Mouth.
You might as well be walking.
Yeah, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. They did that one as well.
Sure.
They made a living off songs in Shrek movies. The lead singer of Smash Mouth, 51 today. He didn't want to be known as his real name. He wanted to be known as a number in Spanish.
Ocho Cinco, from now on. Anybody that writes about whatever I say today, you call me Ocho Cinco. Do not say Chad.
He was colorful.
He had some pretty
good celebrations. He put on the Hall of Fame jacket that he made himself with athletic tape on the back. I don't think he's going to get to the Hall of Fame, but Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Ocho Cinco, remember him best with the Bengals. He's 40 today.
And after so many years,
once and for all for Sergio.
Sergio Garcia, winner of the Masters last year. Finally, he had been the best golfer never to win a major, and he finally won one. That was good. People didn't like him as much in his earlier career. He's kind of a punk.
Yes.
He was kind of obstinate and kind of punk, but he's kind of cooled off a little bit in his old age. And in golf,
yeah,
he's
grown up a little bit.
He is, and that's good. I was happy to see, very happy and glad to see him win that major and the Masters last year. Sergio Garcia is 38. Kate Middleton, you know her as the Duchess of Cambridge. She's a duchess and the wife of Britain's Prince William. She's about to get a sister-in-law.
Right.
And she is 36 today. I would say that Prince William did a nice job, and if he wasn't a prince, he really outpunted his coverage.
For sure.
He outshot his headman pass, his stretch pass guy at the blue line to throw in. You know, that
was the football analogy.
I like to throw a hockey analogy in there.
That's good. I like
36
that. Right,
today for Kate Middleton.
All right, shall we move on to the gone category? Let's start with the guy who gave us Blondie and Dagwood, is cartoonist Chick. No K on that, just C-H-I-C. Chick Young, born on this day, 1901. The
did
comic
he come up
strip,
with,
the movies.
Did he come up with Chick Jeans, too?
He might have.
That was spelled that way.
Yes, it was. Doesn't say that here, but he gave us Blondie, nonetheless, born on this day, 1901. You mentioned Gypsy Rose Lee earlier. The fabulous burlesque performer was not opposed to taking some of her clothes off.
She wearing tassels?
More than likely, yes. Gypsy Rose Lee was born on this day, 1911.
And if you move in the right direction, it looks like a couple of propellers on a prop plane.
Yes, it
on
does.
On a twin prop plane.
Uh-huh. Former president of these United States.
We have takeoff.
He was not a crook. Richard Milhouse Nixon, 1913.
Sock it to me?
Sure.
There he was. Was that on Laugh-In?
You know it.
Love it. Dick Nixon, born on this day in 1913, first president to resign from office. Actor, director, Fernando Lamas. He played the Latin lover in many a movie.
He was a tramp. How she could play. You know, when she played my guitar, she played with magic fingers. When she strummed it, I felt as if she were caressing me.
You know, he also looked marvelous.
Marvelous.
You look marvelous. Fernando, of course, that was the basis of Billy Crystal's character, yes. Fernando and the Fernando's Hideaway, and you look marvelous.
He had a couple of daughters, then he had a son, Lorenzo Lamas, with his third wife.
He's a good actor. He does his thing.
And Fernando, you know, he got into some TV directing. He directed some of your favorite programs, like Mannix, Police Woman, Charlie's Angels. There was one, I'm trying to think. Oh, Quincy. You were a big Quincy guy.
He didn't direct the whole series, just select episodes.
And then he guest starred.
Of course, that was part of the contract.
Yeah, you get to guest star in an episode of Quincy. I'm sure he ended up as a slab on a table. Bob Denver, he was Gilligan.
The skipper wanted me to be skipper. If anything happened to the skipper, and I'm going to be skipper, because that's the way a skipper wanted it. Any questions?
Well...
There he is. He was the skipper. He's wearing the skipper's hat, and the skipper was missing. That was a very special episode of Gilligan.
Very nice. Bob Denver, the actor, 1935 on this day. Of course, he started in The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, and it was also in a short-lived program called Dusty's Trail. Bob Denver, 1935. We just lost him here in the last couple of weeks. One of the top sportscasters of our generation was Emmy Award-winning sportscaster Dick Enberg.
Draw to Biner. Ernest Biner.
Uh-oh.
Fumble.
Ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my.
Poor Marty Schottenheimer.
That was a bad fumble for Biner.
Was unfortunate.
Yes, it was. Dick Enberg with his classic, oh, my. Call born on this day, 1935. 1939, we heard him during the holiday season. Singer and actor Jimmy Boyd. You know him. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, the first version of that song that I know of. Actress Susanna York was in lots of movies, including They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And Tom Jones, I remember in that, you would recognize her, I'm very certain. Susanna York, born on this day, 1941. Singer Bill Cousill of the Cowsills, hair, beautiful hair. He was born on this day, 1948, and she went down in the plane crash with the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band in 77. Singer Cassie Gaines, her and her brother both killed in that mishap, along with Ronnie Van Zant. She was born on this day, 1948. Cassie Gaines of Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
So I put Susanna York in the Google search engine, and it comes up Susanna York measurements. So a lot of people must search for her classic
She was
measurements.
Gifted. She was gifted.
All right.
Peter Parker was the Daily Bugle, by the way.
It's always good when things come out right.
Muggsy Bogues, I could not find. I looked.
It's possible that might be thinking of Spud Webb, because I know he definitely dunkerooed.
He did it in a Sprite TV commercial, but I think it was
tougher in competition.
I think he got some help from the camera and from some of the crew. And wasn't there one other thing I was fact-checking? I can't remember what it was now. Oh, well. And there you go. Daily Bugle. That's it.
That's all we needed. That was the most important of them. Here's your trivia question, Almanac trivia.
Boat
show tickets. Boat show this weekend at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Starts Thursday, runs through Sunday.
Yes.
Tickets are good any of the 4 days.
And now I forgot what my question was.
Oh, no.
I got to go back. It was a This Date in History question. Oh, it was the person who purchased The Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What company does he own? We talked about the company and the products that that company makes. They are very tasty and a great addition and a compliment to any lunch.
Sure.
Any school lunch. I mean, many a time my $6 million man lunchbox had these in there.
Had one of those, if not multiple of those products.
No, only one.
Only one. Okay. That. 763.
I wanted more than one, but that's all my mom would give me because she knew.
763-450.
Because then I would have three more when I got home.
Right.
You know,
who could blame you?
Yeah, that's right. So 763-450-0100. The new owner of the Playboy Mansion owns this company. What is it? Call and win boat show tickets only here on Bob FM and only on Almanac Trivia. Please, if you won the last 60 days, don't call.
Step aside.
I never ask you why.